This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy hump day, people. Happy hump day.
I don't know if it's happy, Tim. That was disappointing, to say the least. Tim Roy on the call right here on 95.7 The Game. Warriors can't beat the Heat. Miami 112, Golden State 86 in a wire-to-wire victory in Jimmy Butler's return to South Beach, Andrew Wiggins' first game against the Warriors since that trade. And I don't know if you can have a dagger, Joe Shasky, as I say good morning to you. I don't know if you can have a dagger at halftime, but that felt like it with that shot. Tyler Hero, he was a baller. He's been an all-star this year. We saw him at Chase Center for the all-star game weekend. He won the three-point shooting contest. He got whatever he wanted to in the paint. Bam Adebayo. This kid, Khalil Ware, this seven-footer, just incredible size and athleticism from the Miami Heat.
I brought him up yesterday.
A team, by the way, that had just lost 10 in a row just a game ago, where Andrew Wiggins had to drop 40 in a win against the Hornets, who stink, so they were able to salvage that. But this Warriors team now has lost three of their last four to teams that we would not consider very good or great. You lost to a Nuggets team that, albeit is a three seed right now, didn't have their two best players in Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic. You lost to a Atlanta Hawks team that has a couple games under 500. They're battling to get out of a play-in scenario. That was your first game on this road trip. And then the second game on this road trip, after you have a couple days off, so maybe you're just saying, oh, cross-country travel, tough game. The Hawks have had a couple days off. Well, you had a couple days off. You know, you were getting your coffee or cafecitos, whatever you're calling them. You're playing dominoes if you're Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler. We heard all the rhetoric. We heard all the talk from Jimmy. You know, I don't know if you watched or heard any of the comments prior to the game, Joe Shasky, of the TNT broadcast, because it was a national broadcast. I know they get blacked out locally if you're watching on NBC. But Taylor Rooks, who obviously does
didn't
work.
Didn't see any of it.
Okay, Taylor Rooks.
I watched multiple pregames back and forth, and then right when the game's about to start, it just goes black.
Taylor Rooks reported, obviously, for TNT. She's a broadcaster for them and reporter, from Jimmy Butler saying, quote, I have nothing to say to Pat Riley, and Pat better have nothing to say to me. And that was heading right into the game. I was like, oh, boy. And then you saw the video montage, and it was a mix of cheers and boos. And then immediately when that ball got into Jimmy Butler's hands when the game started, the boo birds were out, and I think it shook Jimmy Butler, and I was very disappointed in his performance
even
yesterday.
Even if I just throw all that narrative stuff to the
side. Bad game from start to finish for the Golden State Warriors.
Bad.
It was inexcusable, actually.
No, it's a completely unacceptable effort level for me. Coach, players, outside of the second unit, like Gui Santos playing his heart out. I thought Buddy Hield played his heart out, even though it wasn't the most efficient game for him. I thought Kuminga had moments in this game. Outside of that, not a lot to be excited about. And I'm going to go to the two top dogs, all right? Jimmy and Draymond. And I just thought that their effort level on both of these road games, Atlanta and Miami, was just unacceptable. If you're the leaders of this team and you want to be categorized as a superstar, Jimmy Butler, you got to bring it. Shoot the rock. Let's go. And I knew right away, and this goes back to the coach, because it's all of these things. It's never one thing. It's never just the players or just the coach. It's everything in totality. Spoelstra was like, oh, you're going to play GP2? Well, we're going to treat three guys on the floor like non-shooters. Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and GP2. And it was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful design by Eric Spoelstra, who is still a great coach. At times, he started the game off Bam Adebayo on Jimmy Butler. Sag off him, dare him to shoot anything outside of the paint. We are not going to let you dig into the paint and get to the free throw line. Then, at other times, they had Ware guarding him, the 7-footer, who is an unbelievable athlete. And then when Ware's guarding Draymond Green to start the game, where do you think he's standing? You think he's coming out onto the perimeter? No.
They dared him to shoot.
Exactly. And then
0-for-3, by the way, for Draymond
Green. I listened to Steve Kerr in the post game, and honestly, my head wanted to explode. It's like, look, you can play GP2 for long stretches alongside Curry, who commands double teams, who commands coverage. Okay, I get it. But niche players like him don't work when you don't have the dude out there, as in Steph Curry. And I love GP2. We all do. And this goes back to, we can't just run, read, and react when you don't have the actual personnel to run it. Let's run some sets. Let's run some real sets. How many shot clock violations or near shot clock violations or just pathetic end of the shot clock attempts did the Warriors take yesterday?
I mean, Jimmy had to do that. Jonathan Kuminga had to do that. Pods was chucking left and right. Moses Moody had a poor
Pods
performance.
Pods had an awful game.
Both Moses Moody, Pods. At the half, as they were down 17 points, the starters combined for the Golden State Warriors, that's Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, Gary Payton, Moses Moody, and Brandon Pajemski. You know how many points they had, Joe Shasky? 10.
Yeah, it was bad.
10 points combined.
But in this game,
10.
When they go big, long, and athletic, you can't go short.
No.
You can't go short. Like, I know everyone's going to lose their minds on Quentin Post's defense. Did you see Draymond's defense?
Did you see Eddie?
He got bodied yesterday by Bam Adebayo.
Yeah.
Bam bodied him.
Not Bam out of bodied.
What the play of the game for me? This just signifies kind of where they're at on the road trip. Whether I know everyone wants to point to JK. I don't want to hear a word about Jonathan Kuminga this morning. This game is about the stars and the team. This is not about Jonathan Kuminga, who played well. I don't want to hear it. Like, I really don't want to hear it this morning.
It was okay.
Pajemski was awful, and that's okay. I like Pods. He's been pretty good for a long stretch. He couldn't hit anything yesterday. Moses Moody on Andrew Wiggins is a mismatch for Andrew Wiggins on both ends of the floor. Did you see the activity from Wiggins?
You know, if you just look at the box score for Wiggins yesterday, you're like, oh, it was 10 points, 5 assists, 5. No, but he was active. He was energetic.
How many shots
he was
did he contest?
Great. No, his defensive work was insane. Moses Moody, 0-for-9 from 3-point land yesterday. But you mentioned Andrew Wiggins.
Buddy Hield outplayed Moses
two
yesterday.
2 steals and 3 blocks for Andrew Wiggins yesterday.
But yesterday was a game. And look, if Moody's not going to be able to find his shot, he's going to have a tough time getting more minutes.
Correct.
All right. And I didn't like the matchup Moody on Wiggins. I didn't like it on both ends of the floor. Defensively, he was getting blown by. And then offensively, Wiggins was all up in his stuff. Like, how many shots did Moody get that were tipped by Andrew Wiggins? Multiple. So this goes back to, you got to go with the offense. When you're playing the three non-shooters against Miami and they've got the big slogs in there, you're playing into their hands. And that's why I'm not – Kerr is a brilliant coach. I understand all that. But when you don't have Steph out there, you can't just run the same niche players out there. You need to amend what you're doing. Run some sets. How many times did we see the ball stop in someone's hand? And again, not Kuminga, other people – right. And they have nowhere to go, and we're settling for a bad fadeaway shot.
It was bad.
I mean, we had a 5-second violation. We had multiple 24-second violations, and we had 1,000 bricks. I mean, we were building a church out there.
888-957-9570. That's Joe Shasky. I'm Joe Spadoni. We're here all the way up till 10 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game. We're fired up for this game. And I wish the Warriors were a little bit more fired up for the game yesterday, because I felt like at times talking about the game and then what I saw early on, that we, the fans, and we, the media, were more fired up for the Jimmy Butler revenge factor than I think Jimmy Butler was. I don't know if it shook him. I don't know what it is. The video tribute, we're going to be talking to Anthony Slater, who was there at the game, covers the team for The Athletic, and is our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider. He's going to be joining us at some point today. We're still hammering out of time there because he's out in Miami. The effort was unacceptable. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing in the dealer. And I want to hear from the fans today because you've seen two back-to-back games. All that goodwill that you had on that homestand, Joe Shasky, to go 6-1 on that homestand. It almost feels like you threw it all out the window with these two stinkers on this road trip.
Yeah.
A crucial road trip. They have 10 games left in this regular season, Joe Shasky, and they're clinging to that sixth seed right now.
You can lose games, Joe.
If the Clippers win tonight, real quick, if the Clippers win tonight in New York, they're the sixth seed and you're playing.
No, but I don't have these grandiose, the Warriors are the Thunder. No, that's not what I'm saying. Like, I understand where they're at in the season, right? Now, and the playoffs are a different beast.
Do the Warriors realize where they're at? That's what I want to know.
But Joe, that's my point, is you can lose games. You can't come out flat multiple games in a row on the road knowing where we are in the season, where you are in the standings, and knowing who's not playing. And it's like I'm looking at these minute allocations and these substitution patterns from Steve. And look, Steve called the timeout early on. Draymond got hit in the face. He called the timeout. Where's the sense of urgency? Come on, Steve. Like, come on, get some offense in there. Get Quinn Post out there. I know he's going to get cooked. I get it. But I got to drag Ware out of the box. I got to drag Bam Adebayo out of the lane. I got to get some offense on the floor. When Steph Curry is not playing, Kevon Looney, GP2, they are treated as non-shooters and teams don't guard them. When you're playing Pajemski heavy minutes, teams are like, okay, I dare him to shoot. And I like Pods. But when he isn't hitting, there is no offensive flow. And that goes back to Jimmy Butler. Jimmy, you can't just wake up in the third quarter down 17 and decide you want to play. The play of the game for me, and it's gonna be lost on a lot of people, because they did battle hard at times.
They cut it to single digits late in the third quarter. They did.
In the third quarter. Draymond Green is guarding Bam Adebayo on the first possession of the second half, full court, and he thinks he gets an 8-second violation, which he was playing great defense, and then stops, turns, and just yells at the official, and Bam Adebayo blows by him, no one stops ball, and he gets a dunk in the lane.
Yeah.
It's the first play of the second half. What are we doing? Buddy Hield had to outplay Moses Moody in that game yesterday. If you watch the first half, it was like, hey, you got to give Buddy some run here. He's the only guy who's actually taking shots deep. He's not hitting either, but you know what? Buddy had a little left-handed layup. I think he needs to play over Moody. Form matters. We cannot be coaching these games like we're a 65-win team. You have to coach these games and play who is on fire. You don't have Steph Curry. You can't run your normal rotations. You can't run your normal offense. Look, this is players. This is coach. This is the whole philosophy. They sleptwalked through that game. It was unacceptable to me. You can lose. You can't lose that way. Back-to-back games.
Let's call it what it is. Outside of Stephen Curry, they do not have a good offensive consistent threat on this team. There's just not a single one.
So did Draymond show up on this trip?
He has two points for Draymond Green yesterday. You've been high on him as a scorer.
But I'm going to be real with you. Bam Adebayo took his lunch money. And these big athletic guys, and you saw Ware do it again. This is what, 7 guys in a row who are big, long, athletic jumpers, just give them problems. So the only way to combat that is you have to either A, get them in foul trouble, or B, spread the floor.
I mean, it's kind of, I don't want to say it, it's kind of why I scoff at it, but the fact that we were just, the discussions the last week have been Draymond Green, DPOY, when they've had these stinkers against the Nuggets. Aaron Gordon,
Okongwu,
tapping it, man.
Okongwu, OG Anunoby, Carl Anthony Towns.
All these big guys.
Yeah. Just go right down the list.
Yes.
We haven't shut the faucet off on any of those guys. Bam Adebayo got any shot he wanted. And you know what the flaw in his game is? Offensively in the half court.
Right.
And you could have fooled me because he looked unreal. He looked like a gold medal Olympian yesterday. Did he not?
He did, and he is one. And 2 of 3 from beyond the arc. I didn't even know he had a three-point shot. And he started seeing it, obviously, in those gold medal games in the Olympics back in Paris. By the way, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed here in San Francisco. And this segment is brought to you by Golden State, serving the barrier for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. 888-957-9570. The Warriors have started this road trip off 0-2. No Stephen Curry. We were all talking about this road trip heading into it. Oh, no Steph, no problem potentially. Maybe it's a blessing in disguise. No, it's been anything but a blessing. It's been a curse without Stephen Curry. It's been bad without Stephen Curry. They need him back badly. When I saw that he wasn't playing in this game, when I saw that news, I was like, oh, this isn't good.
That's why the starting lineup is so important.
Like, and he could say, oh, yeah, spoiler alert, Joe. Yeah, no Steph is going to be a problem. No, but everything baked into this game. I thought, you know, he was a full participant in practice yesterday.
I know.
I thought it was going to be Steph, that he felt something that wasn't quite right. Dr. Rick Celebrini, who's obviously the head trainer for that team, said, no, maybe one more game. Give him all this week off, basically, heading into New Orleans, and we'll see where we're at there. But they lost this game. And you know what? Jimmy Butler, you could poo-poo Heat culture. You can call it overrated. That was a Heat culture win yesterday.
That was their finals, Super Bowl, everything.
That is what I come to expect from Heat culture and from Eric Spoelstra. Yeah, they're 31-41. They're not doing anything in the playoffs this year. But you know what? The Warriors need to keep winning games, and the Miami Heat knew that, and they stepped up. Alec Burks stepped up. Kyle Anderson, who we all kind of laughed at Alex and forgot. Burks. Kyle Anderson had a good game. Davion Mitchell. Yeah, we remember him with the Kings. He had a great game. Every one of their players stepped up when they needed to.
What, he hit three threes yesterday?
Two for two, but it felt like three.
I don't think he's hit points. Three all season.
He had seven assists. He was,
he was awesome.
Was he
great.
6 foot? But the dribble drive penetration that I saw from him, he was getting buckets in the lane. I was like, the size is a problem. The lack of athleticism is still a problem, and it's heightened when Stephen Curry is not there. Like, I thought, again, going back to the Jimmy Butler angle and all this, like 12 field goal attempts, and I feel like I keep saying this in the losses, like, you need to shoot more, Jimmy. I need to be more from him. Like, I need to, like, everyone keeps saying, no, Kuminga needs to put the, no, Jimmy Butler.
Stop bringing Kuminga up.
Butler is the guy
Kuminga
on this team.
Was, this thing that we're just going to pick on Kuminga. Kuminga was the, Guy Santos, Kuminga, Buddy Hield. If I hear one person crush those three after that game, you weren't watching.
How many times did Buddy
Hield? I'm sorry.
How many times did Jimmy Butler get to the line yesterday?
Not enough.
Once.
Yeah, not once. Enough. And, your shot, you're talking about shots. How many of those shots came at the end of the shot clock where he was kind of forced to shoot? Jimmy, shoot the rock, doggy. Yeah. Let's go. Shoot the rock. But I'm not here. I'm telling you, like, I honest to God, my head will explode. If I take a Kuminga call this morning from this audience, I'm going to lose my mind. It's okay. Bill Walsh is one of the greatest coaches of all time. Would you agree?
Yes.
Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells owned him. That happens.
Yes.
Sometimes, you know, you lose 3-0, which literally what happened, you know, back in the day. Like, sometimes you lose 10-6. That happens in the NFL, even if you're the greatest offensive mind of all time. Eric Spoelstra is an all-time coach. They know Jimmy Butler better than anyone. They treated various lineups, whether it was GP2 and Looney or whoever out there, Kuminga at times out there, but particularly any Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and then GP2 lineup, they treated it as three non-shooters. I dare you to shoot from the outside. And you know who else they treated that way? Pajemski. Yep. Because they put Tyler Hero on him and they said, we dare you.
In a game like that,
they couldn't hit anything.
In a game like that, Joe Shasky, not to cut you off, Brandon Pajemski cannot be leading my team in field goal attempts. Like, I'm sorry.
He had a layup.
16 field goal attempts for Brandon Pajemski.
He's been great for about a month and a half.
That can't be. Not with Jimmy Butler
there.
Joe,
he was horrible.
Like, that can't be.
What was Steph out? The big thing for me is, like, I get the Jimmy Butler angle. Steph's out. I need you to do more. And when you are going to, you know, stick your chest out and tell us how great you are.
And I'm going to chuck when Steph's out. He said he licks his chops, remember? Like, that's what he said. Like, I'm going to lick my chops.
Well, he got a lot of good looks. And also, defensively, he got cooked. Because he was the guy on Burks early in the game. And I said it yesterday. People kind of laugh. I'm like, they're... Burks is a warrior killer.
Killer, yeah.
This dude hit everything yesterday, and guess who was guarding him, right? There's two ends to the floor. So everyone wants to talk about Quinn Post and all the times he can't play defense or when Kuminga falls asleep or whatever. My starters were getting bodied defensively.
It's a simple question right now, 888-957-9570. Has the start to this road trip, like bad losses and blowout losses to the Atlanta Hawks and Miami Heat, like, has this tempered your expectations on what this Warriors team could do going forward? 888-957-9570. Like, it's for me, you could say, oh, it's without Steph, so no, it's different. No, but it's really, like, magnified just how Steph-reliant this team still is.
No question.
So if Steph has a bad game in a play-in or a playoff scenario, I don't trust anyone else to step up right now, which is a problem because I thought Jimmy Butler was going to be that guy. And let's call it what it is. He has not shot the ball well at all since coming here.
And what
he has not been efficient at all.
What did Miami do? We're going to put Ware or Bam on you. We're going to sag.
We're going to clog the paint too. And they're going to say, you know, we're going to have size against you in the middle and you're not going to be able to get the free throw 100%. Line against us. We're not going to fall for any of these pump fakes that you're going to do. We're going to have the Wares of the world, the Adebayos. Like, we know you, Jimmy. We know what you make your bread and butter. And again, you're talking about Steve Kerr not being able to adjust.
Well, no, it's all of them. To me, that was a team loss.
I'm comparing the head coaches in this one. Eric Spoelstra took Kerr's lunch money yesterday. Absolutely.
He did.
And who can you say is the more talented team between the two? Like, I don't know. Like, obviously, Bam Adebayo is a very good player.
They've got
a lot of talent.
But you know what they have?
But they also lost 10 in a row recently.
But Joe, you know what they have? The guts to draft back to back to back athletic bigs.
Yeah.
And play them. How old is where? What is he, 20?
He's super young.
20?
Sure.
Yeah, and he's playing them. And he's raw, and he's rough around the edges. He's going to make a couple of bad mistakes. But you play him. You play him through the mistakes because you want to reap the benefits of the development. We lack an athletic big so bad. How many games in a row? And again, we all love Draymond. He is undersized and out-athleticized against these guys. I don't even know if that's a word. Against these other dudes.
You make it
OG, Cat, Okongwu, Aaron Gordon. Now, Bam Adebayo, where? How many times do we need to see this in a row?
So what you're telling me is on Friday when they take on the New Orleans Pelicans, hammer all the overs on Zion Williamson.
Probably.
Every single one.
Probably.
Triple-double, all of it. Zion. By the way, Zion's got a goatee now. He's a different guy. It actually slimmed his face down a little bit. I'm all in on the Zion Williamson.
Joe, when you lose a game this way and the focus level and you know how important this game is, for layers of reasons.
Unacceptable.
That's the kind of loss that makes me think you could lose a play-in game like that.
They've never won a play-in game, by the way. I'll just keep saying that. They're 0-3 all-time in play-in game scenarios. So, yes, you would like to stay out of that.
I'm so disappointed in the team.
And I want to hear from the fans.
You can't lose that way.
I want to hear the fans. 888-957-9570. It's all about y'alls and your calls today. 888-957-9570. That's the same number, by the way, to call or text. So you can do both. And that's what's coming up in the game, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Spring into action at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Stay in your car while friendly technicians check oil, batteries, lights, tires, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. All vehicle types are welcome.